Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for returning to my channel, and I've returned to the British archipelago, as you may have deduced. Anyway, this is about the budget that was announced yesterday. So Rachel Reeves, Chancellor Exchequer, the first woman to hold that office, as Labour would be quick to remind us, announced this widely trailed budget. And the Office of Budget Responsibility leaked the entire thing right before it came out. She's going to announce it there in the House of Commons, and then it'll be published online immediately afterwards. So budget purdah is no longer observed. In the old days, as the Persian word for curtain, purdah, the chancellor say nothing which would be market sensitive, because that give people an advantage. And Dr. Hugh Dalton, in 1947, Labour's Chancellor Exchequer, he resigned after some unguarded remarks to the journalists before the budget was due to come out. Always comes out in November. So it is a bad budget. It's not a terrible budget. That prize would probably have to go to Kwasi Kwarteng in 2022 with that fiscal cliff event that he got us into when Liz Truss was Prime Minister. So yeah, they're freezing the tax thresholds, the thresholds which you pay, whatever the standard rate, the higher rate. But of course, with inflation, as people's salaries are going up, more people are going to be in those higher rates. But the Conservatives have done that trick as well. And so the main thing was to show fiscal responsibility, to try and keep our fiscal rules, not to increase taxes on working people, however you define working people. But taxes are going up, but not by a huge amount. And the situation is not as gruesome as she led people to believe, just like her first budget when she came into office, this huge black hole. So giving her fiscal headroom is up to £30 billion. You know, you estimate what you need to spend, and then you bring in more revenue than that, because you're not quite sure how much you're going to take in revenue, because how much will salaries rise? How much will the economy grow? And their whole strategy was to stimulate the economy, and economic growth is anemic. So that's not really working. I thought if we grow the economy sufficiently fast, we won't need to raise taxes. Scrapping the two-child benefit cap. And so I don't quite understand what that is, because you get child benefit if you have three children or four children or any number of children, but then there are other associated benefits, and you get a certain amount for one, a certain amount for two, and a third you get nothing in addition. And so Labour said that's an immoral mission. Now, I mean, I have mixed feelings about that. You know, I wouldn't want children to suffer. And okay, we've got to encourage people to have more children. And I want someone who wants to defend children in utero. And one of the major motivations for murdering children is because parents are too stingy to pay for the children whom they've chosen to create. So that might reduce the incident that slightly. One thing is we've got no control of what the parents spend the money on. It could be an alcohol, drugs, gambling, anything. So if we gave them some sort of card that could only be spent on food or clothes in children's sizes and so forth, or child tickets on the train or something. Okay, so the disposable income is only going to grow 0.5% each year for the next 5 years. That's the official forecast. Which is pretty dismal. So that's the budget. Anyway, the Labour backbenchers, they are more or less satisfied. They were thought to be in a mutinous mood and so on. So regulating rail fares in South Britain, in Middle East, some of this budget applies to the whole United Kingdom, but some to only to England. And so NHS prescription charges are not going to go up for a while. And there were certain green levies on energy bills. So those have been got rid of. So that will make your energy bill slightly lower and so on. Okay. So anyway, so that's it. Labour was in difficult territory because the left of the party were demanding all this money. Where was it going to come from? And what are you going to do? You don't want to borrow even more money. The cost of borrowing is very high. National debt is almost 101% of the gross domestic product and so on. So the Office of Domestic Responsibility, they were set up by the Conservatives in 2010 after they came out of office to say how much money's coming in and going out and so on, and to supposedly objective about this so it couldn't be misused for partisan purposes. But the good news on the horizon, and this is the Office of Budget Responsibility, says that artificial intelligence is going to increase productivity markedly, and so that is good news. Okay, so there is some financial breathing space. Even things go wrong, but the tax take is lower than Labour forecasted. There should be enough money in the kitty to pay for everything. Even there's something else, some sort of market shock, like the Ukraine war, like COVID. There's still a bit of money in the bank to help with that. So that's what they're talking about headroom. So at least 22 billion pounds a year. Okay. So the markets responded positively. The pound went up slightly. The bond markets aren't spooked, but they're not thrilled about it. But it's maybe not as bad as some people thought. So that's good for the bond markets. Now the minimum wage is going up. Okay. For those under 21 to £12 21 an hour. For those a sorry and 18, 19 to 20 go from 10.85. Used to be just £10, and 16, 17 year olds work allowed to work part time, and it's going to go up to it's about £8. Goodness, that's it. I mean, I don't agree with having a minimum wage. I don't want it to be too high, because then it's getting rid of jobs. You see, you're pricing people out of the market. So economic growth be something like 1.5%. You know, it's been like half a percent many of these years. So yeah, the Labour bank benches are not talking mutiny and so on. Another good bit of news for Labour on the horizon is the Reform, not Reform Party, your party led by Comrade Jeremy Corbyn and Zara Sultana is so utterly incompetent. They haven't managed to get their act together in 6 months. After 6 months, they don't even have a no name. They're rowing over money in the bank and who's leader and this membership list, and they just can't get it together. And so people have reached disillusionment with them, and they might drift back to Labour, or probably more like the Green Party. But so that the being outflanked on the left is less of a threat than it was. So Labour as and Rachel Reeves have bought herself time. There've been calls for her to go. So will she be there in 6 months' time? I think probably. Will she be there a year from now? Probably not. We'll see. Because Starmer's lost a big beast in the shape of Angela Rayner. He lost that transport secretary is about a year ago, and he lost his ambassador to Washington, Lord Peter Mandelson, was a political appointee, not a career diplomat. So to lose her would be really weakening him. so yeah, this is not catastrophic, this budget, and so trying to keeping within the fiscal rules. Obviously, people are not happy about paying higher taxes. It's not usually higher taxes. I mean, I could increase taxes a lot, but without increasing income taxes. Increase it on alcohol sold in shops, but cut it for restaurants and pubs to give them a chance. Oh, by the way, taxing us more for hotel stays. I would increase tax on cigarettes, perhaps. Yes, I would definitely. On gambling. And what else would I increase tax on? And stamp duty, because it's great if you can, but maybe only of a certain level. I would tax inheritance, maybe all inheritance, maybe even a very low rate, 1% for very low amounts of inheritance. So I don't know, more on VAT, especially for luxury items like jewelry or things like that. More on planes. If we're going to have help the environment, we've got to fly less. That's it. And people are the only way to incentive this is through the price mechanism. And I'm not sure what else I would increase taxation on. Maybe cars, particularly petrol, to get people to switch to electric, things like that. Furniture, anything that's unnecessary, because yes, you do have furniture, but you don't need to replace it very often. And then that would give some money to spend other things, cut spending, few university places. There are 140 universities in the United Kingdom, 50 of which are a threat of going bankrupt. 50. Labour's not even talking about a financial rescue package. Some are amalgamating, but some are going to have to go bust because, to some extent, it's a business. That's been the model for over a quarter of a century. And if it overexpands, the sector contracts and they can't compete. They're not good enough. They're going to go bust. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7990@gmail.com. Goodbye.